Health Promotions Officer Shanika John said the Ministry of Health is working assiduously to achieve the 42% vaccination target. She said it is a good way for the nation to navigate and survive the pandemic together.
We're on a mission to get 42,000 doses administered for in preparation for our 42nd anniversary. So we're really definitely working hard to see how best we could capture those forces. I have some concerns, but I'm confident that we can get there. I think we're just about maybe 39 or probably once some of the data has been submitted, because we're given vaccines on a daily basis. So yesterday in our discussion, team leaders, that was one of the things that we make sure we have our information submitted. So I'm hoping at least by Monday we should see some changes in our dashboard reflected, especially after this weekend in particular, so that we could be in a better position. I'm confident. I think that this is really a good way for us to survive this pandemic together. I also think it's one of the ways that we could learn to navigate it together. If we look at what's happening around us in other countries who have actually got to the point of being able to exceed and pass or even close to what they expected in terms of their vaccination rates, you can start to see adjustments in their protocols. But St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we're not close to that point as yet. And I know a lot of persons are going to then turn and say, look, it's happening here, why it can't happen here? And the answer is simple. Our vaccination rate is too low. But we will continue to consider measures specifically for those persons who are vaccinated, as we have done in the past before.
Health Promotions Officer Shanika John. Regionally, the Democratic Labour Party in Barbados has declared Barbados is under siege as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and is in need of an urgent plan to save lives and livelihoods. Party officials questioned why the Mia Motley-led government was not doing more to stem the spread of the virus, which has claimed more than 70 lives over the past 2 months and 116 of them this year alone. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Grenada since the outbreak now stands at 5,795. Internationally, UK experts now say a new mutated form of coronavirus that some are calling Delta Plus may spread more easily than regular Delta. The UK Health Security Agency has moved it up into the variant under investigation category to reflect this possible risk. There is no evidence yet that it causes worse illness. Meanwhile, China's capital Beijing has begun offering booster shots against COVID-19 4 months before the city and surrounding regions are to host the Winter Olympics. Anyone 18 or older who have received 2-dose Chinese vaccines and belong to at-risk groups, including those participating, organizing, or working on games facilities, would be eligible for the additional shot. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.